Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the current state of local agriculture? Let's go in-depth with Tracy Gathman, General Manager of Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Tracy, and Monroe. So Tracy, how was harvest?
Spotty. I think that's the easiest word for it, Bob. I think it was spotty. You know, if you look at the western part of our trade territory, Otley, Monroe, that area, harvest was pretty good. Pretty good yields. You know, they caught a couple of rains during the summer and actually turned out better than what we expected. Now, if you look from Pella and you go farther east and farther south, especially down toward our Tracy area, where it did stay even drier there than what it did here, they were a little tough. So, you know, the easiest word that I can come up with was spotty. They were very inconsistent. You know, some of it was really good, some of it wasn't so good. So, just inconsistent and spotty.
So, we're talking yields of what?
You know, we're seeing yields all over the board. We saw some yields to our west that were corn 200+. We saw some yields to our south that were 120. So you're talking about almost double difference, you know, 120 to 200. You know, there was almost twice as much to the west as there was to the south and east. So the big differences across the trade territory this year.
And how about for beans?
I think to the west we saw some decent bean numbers, not what they were a year ago, but I think we saw some 50, 55, 60 possibly in places. But you go south and 35 to 40 cut most of them. So, you know, there again, about a 50% reduction as we went south and east out of Pella and closer to that drought zone that was across the southeast part of the state.
Well, I had the opportunity a couple of times this year to drive down into Missouri, and it's just like the further south, like the minute you cross the Marion County border, it just started getting even drier and drier way down into northern Missouri, and then it got more moist again. But I mean, you could see it in the ground.
Yeah, there were several times that I made some trips down to our Tracy location and then over toward Doskalusa and down toward Eddyville. And you could just see from where I live over at Monroe to there, the changes were so dramatic in the color and the way the crop looked, especially through July and into that first part of August.
I was talking to some farmers a month or two ago, and they were saying that even though it was dry, some of the yields were higher than they thought, that the drought-resistant genetics were really, you know, they really saw it this year.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. You know, when you look at the severe lack of moisture, I think most producers were pleasantly surprised when they got out in the fields. You know, most of the stuff that we were hearing, guys, even to the west, where it ended up being pretty good, you know, they would have probably told you 150, 160 bushel would have been the top end. And some of those guys saw 200 plus. When you go down to our south and to our east, you know, there was a lot of people down there that were telling me 75, 80, 90 bushel corn. And some of it turned out 120 to 130. So I think the drought-resistant hybrids showed up dramatically this year. And it wasn't just here. I've got a really good friend that farms in the northwest part of the state, and it was pretty dry up in that area, at least right where he's at. I was up there the first part of August. We walked out in his fields, looked at them. I think he probably would have sold me his corn crop that day for 150 bushel. I know he would have sold me the bean crop for 35 to 40. I was back up there during harvest and asked him how things were going, and he said, I just can't believe it. He said, the corn that I thought was going to do 150 is doing 210, and the beans that I thought were going to do 35 to 40 are doing 60. So I think the drought-resistant, the improvement of hybrids, the improvement of varieties on the soybean side has been so dramatic over the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I just don't know if we understand just how good these new hybrids and new genetics are.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman, General Manager of Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Tracy, and Monroe. What are the markets like? Is anybody making any money?
I don't think so. It's pretty tough out there right now. You know, corn's hovering around that $3 area, $3.10, somewhere in that ballpark. You know, it's been locked in a 30 to 40 cent range for months. We're seeing, you know, bean numbers right now. I think we're right around the $9 range, maybe slightly under that. There again, that number's kind of been there the entire time as well. So we're just not seeing much market movement right now. You know, most of the eyes are turned to South America right now to see what the weather does down there. We've seen little spurts of the market when South America has dry weather forecast. And then when the moisture shows up, or the forecast for moisture shows up, we see the market pull back again, and it just can't seem to get a sustained rally going right now. We'll wait and see what happens as we move closer to planting season here in the United States. You know, one of the things we talked about here in our office, if you look at this past year and the questions that we all had related to the dryness and the drought that was going on was, oh, where's this crop going to come from? And all of a sudden, this crop has turned out to be better than what any of us expected. The USDA numbers on Friday kind of pointed that out. I think I saw numbers on USDA of 176 or something like that on beans for corn, on a national average. That's a pretty big number considering the weather we had. So the question moving forward to me is, do we see weather rallies in this marketplace anymore? We probably will, because emotions will always cloud judgment. But, you know, when you look at it, you have to question, after 2017 and the grain that we raised in this country, does the weather really matter? It does, but it's going to be a little tougher, I think, to see weather rallies as we move forward.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next few years to see if this is a real consistent pattern.
I think that's very, very true. You know, are these hybrids going to continue to show us this action? My belief is that they will, and the other side of it is how much better are they going to get as we move forward? You know, there's stuff coming down the pipeline that's supposed to be better than the stuff we have today. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out as we move forward.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman, General Manager of Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Tracy, and Monroe. So if few people are making money, are people worried? Are farmers worried? Are bankers worried? Are they all sweating it out?
I think worried is a pretty good term right now. A lot of concern out here in the country. As far as what the profitability levels are going to be moving forward, how we're going to see this farm economy recover. Needless to say, for the state of Iowa, we need to see that. If you look at the state of Iowa budget, the last couple of years and what they're looking at moving forward, it's pretty obvious that the decrease in the farm economy has been pretty tough on receipts to the Iowa General Assembly, and how we're going to work our way through that is going to be a real challenge as the legislature continues their work this year.
I was talking with an extension office economist, And he was telling me that if this continues, we're going to see some farmers not making it, that the sort of the marginal farmers that aren't into it big time are going to be pulling out, and we can see further farm consolidation. Do you think that's going to happen or is happening?
I think that's a real possibility. I would hate to see us do that again. I mean, I grew up in this industry through the 1980s, so I've been there, I've lived that. I certainly don't want to go through it again, but I can certainly see where it could happen again moving forward. I don't know if saying that it's the marginal producer, the smaller producer, is necessarily exactly the answer here, because I think some of those producers have things in line. A lot of them are owners. They own the land. Maybe it came down from generations before them, but they may not have any debt against that land, and that will help them be profitable moving forward. Some of the stuff, you know, you look at the land that changed hands over the last few years at fairly high prices when we saw, you know, $7 corn. It's going to depend on what the leverage position is against that. Most of that back then, though, from what I see, what I hear, talking with lenders, was not that heavily leveraged. So those producers that were buying that had a really good solid base underneath them. And I think, you know, moving forward, that's going to be the key. How solid is the balance sheet? Because that's the most important part of this whole thing, is how solid is the balance sheet of the producer? Can he withstand hits to his balance sheet from a couple of years of low profitability or no profitability? And then where does that take us from there? So, you know, we'll just have to watch, see how this plays out. You know, most producers are being quite cautious with their expenses at this point in time, and trying to do the best job they possibly can, understanding that, you know, profitability is what's going to make this thing fly down the road.
Well, we're what, 60, 70 days from spring?
Mm-hmm.
What's the coming year look like?
I think the coming year is looking questionable. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of concern in the country with the underlying lack of subsoil moisture. And, you know, that's kind of what's carried us through the last few years during the dry periods in July and August, is that the subsoil moisture levels were still, they were still there. We didn't see a tremendous amount of rain during the fall harvest season. We saw some, but not a great amount. So we haven't seen that subsoil moisture levels replenished quite to where they've been in the past. We'll see what happens through the rest of the winter. Of course, we can get all the snow we want, but now that the ground's froze, that doesn't help a lot, because most of it runs off into the creeks and streams and doesn't replenish the soil moisture. So, you know, probably the best thing we could probably ask for is to get into the late part of February, first part of March, have the temperatures warm up, have the frost come out of the ground, and then maybe through that tail end of March, first part of April, see some showers come through to replenish the soil moisture moving into planting season here mid-April and on into May.
Is anybody excited about the upcoming planting season?
Oh, there's always both sides. Some that are excited, you know, the eternal optimist is always excited about what the future beholds, and that ability to go out there and place that seed in the ground and watch it develop and watch it grow over the year. And then there's always the other side also that is going to give you the pessimistic view that, you know, things are going to be tough and, oh, I don't know if this is going to grow. And, you know, at the end of the day, we end up usually in a pretty good place. The blessings we've been given have helped us dramatically, and you know, we'll just have to look for some of those blessings to follow us through this next year.
Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.